And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 31st of May, 2016. It's the anniversary of the Johnstown flood of 1889, one of the worst in history, killed more than 2,000 people. Johnstown, Pennsylvania. It was downriver from an artificial lake that had been created for a resort area by a group of Pittsburgh millionaires. They rebuilt an old dam on the river, but instead of hiring an engineer to do it, they just had a contractor from the railroad do the job. He'd patched the old dam, and it fell apart in a heavy rainstorm. The dam broke and let loose a wall of water. It got as high as 70 feet. It traveled about 40 miles an hour and wiped out everything in Johnstown, Pennsylvania. It's the birthday of Walt Whitman, 1819, West Hills, Long Island. Walt Whitman, the second of nine children. Family struggled to make ends meet. His father was a farmer, carpenter, dabbled in real estate, moved the family to Brooklyn. Life was not much better there, but Whitman loved the city. He discovered books, went to the library. He read Dante and Homer and the Bible. He was pulled out of school at the age of 11 so he could work to support the family. Went to work as a printer's apprentice, which led him into the field of journalism, became an editor of newspapers. He was a progressive about women's rights and slavery, labor issues. And in 1855, he came out with the first edition of his Leaves of Grass, which was a big success and made it possible for Whitman to buy himself a house. And it was on this day in 1927, the last Ford Model T rolled off the assembly line, the first affordable automobile. 20 horsepower, could go up to 45 miles an hour, had a 10-gallon fuel tank, but it could not go uphill if the tank was low because there was no fuel pump. People got around this by driving up hills in reverse. When it came out in 1909, it cost $850, and as efficiency in production increased, the price dropped to $290. Here's a poem for today by Howard Nelson entitled The Man in the Yard. My father told me once that when he was about 20, he had a new girlfriend, and once they stopped by the house on the way to somewhere, just a quick stop to pick something up. And my grandfather, who wasn't well, it turned out he had TB and would die at 52, was sitting in a chair in the small backyard. My father knew he was out there, and it crossed his mind that he should take his girlfriend out back to meet him. But he didn't. Whether for embarrassment at the sick, fading man or just because he was in a hurry to be off on his date, he didn't say, but he told the little uneventful story anyway and said that he had always regretted not doing that simple, courteous thing, the sick man sitting in the sun in the backyard would have enjoyed meeting her. But instead, he sat out there alone as they came and left, young lovers going on a date. He always regretted it, he said. The Man in the Yard, a poem by Howard Nelson from The Nap by the Waterfall, published by Timberline Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years, and by Lumosity, introducing a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem-solving to calculate baseline scores. Learn more at lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.